Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Now, you know, this is a show where we explore the art of podcasting and all things related to creating compelling content. And I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva. And today we're diving into a topic that can truly elevate your podcast, the importance of using music. Or what? The power of music. Now, picture this. You're about to hit play on your new podcast episode. Your voice is engaging, the content is interesting, but there's something missing. What is it? Oftentimes, it's the music, right? The music sets the tone, it evokes emotion, and it keeps listeners hooked. In this episode, we'll discuss why incorporating music into your podcast can be a game changer.
Have you put in place the tools and marketing strategies that will drive the revenue and growth outcomes for your business? Are you looking to expand your brand and image nationally and globally? Commercials, podcasting, graphics, and marketing support are just some of the ways we can dress up your business for prime time. We are EliteConversations.com. To learn more about us, check us out at EliteConversations.com, our website, email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com, or call us at 301-900-5703. There are many people that need to know about the wonderful products and services you have to offer. Let Elite Conversations help you to get the word out.
So let's start with this question. Why should you use music in your podcast? Let's talk about a few of those reasons. The first reason being it sets the mood. That's right. Music can set the mood for your podcast. It introduces your topic. It evokes emotions and creates a welcoming atmosphere. Whether you're aiming for something calm, or serious, or even upbeat, the right music can establish it instantly. Now, you want to capture the attention, and especially in this world full of distractions, grabbing your audience's attention is essential. Attention-grabbing music, your intro, or even a jingle can make your podcast memorable and keep your listeners coming back for more and more, week after week, month after month, and year after year. You might even want to have a smooth transition, right? Smooth transition. This is music that can serve as a transitional tool between your segments or the topics of your podcast or your sponsors, right? It helps in navigating your content seamlessly, and it keeps the listener engaged. Also, having music brands and makes you recognized, right? A short piece, a unique piece of music can become your podcast theme song, your podcast signature. It's part of your branding, and it helps listeners instantly recognize your show. Think of it as your theme song, your logo, your musical logo, right? Music can also enhance storytelling. Music can enhance it by, you know, being the, it depends on the sound, right? If you're looking for emphasis, it can emphasize key moments. It can create tension or convey the emotions that you want to express in your narrative. If you think about horror movies, my favorite horror movie, talking about, you know, the Halloween season, Jaws, you didn't know that shark was showing up until you heard that music, right? That's what it is bringing that anxiety, bringing that tension, bringing that fun, bringing that happiness, bringing that joy That's what music can do. It can make your podcast more enjoyable and memorable, and it encourages your audience to stay to the end, especially if you've got a great song at the end. Like, check out, you know, I got this new melody, right? I get my music. I purchase my music from a company, from a website called Melody Loops. I love it. Go check it out. Music can also make you seem more professional. Your podcast is more professional. High quality music signals professionalism. It shows that you put thought and effort into your podcast, and it can attract a more significant following. Now, if you're a musician, there's opportunities for licensing. That's right. Many musicians and composers are open to licensing their music for podcasts. And if you're a musician or a composer, it can be a win-win for you, because not only do you get to compose your own music and use it on your show, you can sell it, right? You get unique music while supporting not only yourself, but if you're getting some other artist's music, you're supporting them as well. Now that we've talked about, you know, the great things about why using music in your podcast, it's important for you to use it and make sure it's done correctly. So here's a few tips for making the most of music in your podcast. First and foremost, choose appropriate music. Select music that aligns with your podcast theme and content. I talked about this in a previous episode, and I'll leave the link to that as well. But this music should complement, not overpower, your message. Remember, there are copyright laws, so make sure that you have the proper rights to use the music in your podcast, because there's a lot of artists out there that provide royalty-free music. And you can use it legally, but don't think you can just grab anything all willy-nilly, including things like the birthday song, because you have to make sure that you can use it legally free. Also, use it sparingly. I'll never forget, I had a coaching session with a woman years ago who wanted to use music in her podcast, and she literally had like 10 minutes of music. Was crazy, too much music. Use music sparingly. Don't overwhelm your podcast with music. Music is supposed to be a balance. It's the key. It should enhance your content, not overshadow it. This is not, you know, a hip hop station, R&B station, country western station. This is your podcast. So, you know, you can play around with it. Use pieces, not, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes of the music. Experiment, see how it works, right? You might just want to use a little bit of it in the intro, or maybe the outro, or even the transition, or even if it's like just during key moments when you're, you know, talking about something dramatic. But find out what works best for you and your show. And when you are getting music, think about this. Like, I go to Melody Loops, think about using custom music, not something that everyone is using. No offense to anyone that's still using Spotify for Podcasters, aka Anchor Tunes, but find your own. Custom music is great. It's a great way to set your podcast apart from the crowd. Again, I purchase my music from Melody Loops. So let's wrap this up, put a bow on it. Music is great. It's not just decorative. It's not just, you know, jingle. It's a powerful tool that can help you connect your audience on a deeper level. So when you create a unique brand identity with your content, you can elevate the listening experience for your followers. So the next time you hit the record button, remember the magic of music. Like that, right? Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And if you found this content useful, please subscribe, leave a review, share with fellow podcasters, your family, your bae, and your boo, because you know I appreciate you. So until the next time, keep podcasting. And don't forget, let the music in your podcast take your audience on a journey that they'll remember. And if you need assistance with your podcast, feel free to send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. You can sign up for my coaching session, purchase my podcasting, Your Purpose resource guide, or just chat to get some more information on podcasting. So in the meantime, in between time, enjoy this beautifully blessed day wherever you are. And don't forget, every Saturday at 10 a.m. is a new episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. See ya. It's the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger.